Dictation for Todd, T-O-D-D-Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y, July 2662. Address as a letter to Amy, A-M-I-E-E, Painter, P-A-I-N-T-E-R, and Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, 956-9165. Dear Mrs. Painter and Dr. Sahai, consultation for Mr. Wiley with abnormal kidney function. He has a history of squamous cell carcinoma of the right tonsil with extensive cervical lymph node involvement, status post-surgery, followed by radiation therapy and cisplatin, 3 doses of that, 1 dose of carboplatin, chemo and radiation stopped because of severe mucosal compromise. He's been followed since the last 1 year without evidence of recurrence with negative CT scan and PET scan. Notice abnormal kidney function. Used to be around 1.1. October, creatinine was between 1.3 and 1.6, December 1.3, and now April of this year and July 1.7 consistently. He is keeping good hydration. He has gained weight from not being physically active from 237 to 267. There was some reactive depression. He's eating also not healthy food because of the lack of taste from radiation treatment. He eats a lot of salt as type of food like pizza and others. Denies vomiting, dysphagia or dinophagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, has problems with incomplete emptying of the bladder, frequency, urgency nocturia, followed by urology. Being told he has enlargement of the prostate, an elevated PSA, follow up tomorrow. Presently, no major edema or claudication symptoms, denies chest pain, palpitations, minor degree of dyspneal activity, some of these from morbid obesity, not much of a cough or a sputum production, no oxygen, orthopnea, PND, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph. Past medical history for prior rheumatoid arthritis, apparently gout, enlargement of the prostate, the tonsillar cancer as indicated above. He denies any history of vein thrombosis. There is prior history of vein thrombosis at the time of cancer on the left leg for what he was on anticoagulation Xarelto that eventually discontinued within 3 months. No pulmonary embolism, no TIS stroke or seizures, no coronary artery disease or heart problems. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, denies chronic liver disease, no prior renal abnormalities, no kidney stones. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine or infection, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, he used to chew tobacco, but no smoking, just discontinued within the last 1-2 years. Occasionally alcohol, reported side effects to hydrocodone, no family history of kidney disease, no other surgeries. Next paragraph, present medication, Zyrtec, lisinopril, which he's been taking for blood pressure for 7 years or longer, aspirin, Tylenol, Prilosec, allopurinol, Plaquenil, and leflunomide, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight of 267, blood pressure 138/86 on the right side, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no major speech problems, no facial asymmetry, has a port on the left side, no localized valvulitis, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, One plus peripheral edema, no joint deformity. Surgery on the prior surgery on the right neck. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine has been 1.7 since April of this year. Previously, at the time of cancer chemotherapy radiation treatment, between 1.3 and 1.6. Before that, in 2015, 1.1. PSA has been elevated at 4.8, 5.5, A1C at 5.5, cholesterol not elevated, TSH 3T4 normal, no anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count, normal liver function tests, last uric acid 5.1, creatinine 1.7, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, normal B12 folic acid, I don't see a urine sample, prior testing, antinuclear antibodies, anti-DNA, rheumatoid factor, anti-CCP, all of them has been negative within the last few years, negative HLA-B27, normal alkaline phosphatase, different isoenzymes, negative testing for celiac disease. I review the report of a recent CT scan of the soft tissue without evidence of recurrence, the PET scan from January of this year without recurrence. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, abnormalities documented more than three months in between, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload, prior exposure to cisplatin, carboplatin, symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. We'll see what the kidney ultrasound and post void bladder shows, present in non-nephrotoxin medications. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Lisinopril is not a new medication. He denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. I do not have a urine sample to see if there is activity for blood protein of cells. We will request that. We will follow with results. He is seeing urology tomorrow. They might be able to do also a bedside bladder scan. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.